Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of Revealing the Jihad and Terrorism of Islam. Today, I would like to share with you a little bit about ISIS, or as Obama said, ISIL. Well, let us begin by hearing what CBS News report about some American Muslim who flew some flag in front of his apartment.
The crisis in Iraq is spreading fear all the way to New Jersey. A New Jersey man has his neighbors wondering if there is a terrorist next door, all because of a flag. CBS 2's Tracy Carrasco has a story.
Mark Dunaway holds up the black flag he's been flying outside his Garwood, New Jersey home for the last 10 years.
This is just me expressing that I am a Muslim. That's it.
So the news for that night was about a gentleman by the name Mark Dunaway who is flying a flag with Arabic words written on it. And he's just telling the reporter that this flag just means that he's a Muslim. And that is 100% true, for every Muslim believes what is written on that flag. So I do not know why people in the community have any concern about Mark Dunaway flying that flag in front of his apartment. Listen to the rest of the CBS report.
But his flag raised some concerns after pictures of it went viral. It's the flag of ISIS, the terrorist group trying to take over Iraq.
Oh, now I see why the community was upset with Mr. Mark. He is flying the ISIS flag. This is a black flag, which you may have seen on some TV news, with Arabic words written on it. Now let us hear the rest of the story.
Dunaway voluntarily took the flag down after police approached him, saying he didn't know what it meant.
It does not have to do anything with ISIS. Like I said, people use flags for different reasons. That was not my intentions at all.
Ladies and gentlemen, this Mark Dunaway, I guess, in his 40s, and he's given us the answer about the concern of the community of him having this ISIS flag flying over his house. He said it has nothing to do with ISIS. 40 years old man flying ISIS flag in front of his house, and he's telling the reporter and he's telling the Americans that this flag of ISIS has nothing to do with ISIS. This is, to me, like Obama is telling us that ISIS have nothing to do with Islam. Does this make any sense to you? For the reality is, ISIS flag is the flag that belongs to ISIS. And then he said, people use flags for different reasons. That was not my intention at all. So I don't know what intention does he have in his mind when he flies the ISIS flag over his apartment. Listen to the rest of Mark Dunaway's defense.
It may sound like I'm pleading ignorance. I had no idea because I try not to get involved and pay attention to that stuff.
Mark said, it may sound like I am pleading ignorance. No, my friend, you're not ignorant. You're just a good Muslim. That's how Muslims always live. Deception is in your blood. Deception is the way of life for every true Muslim believer. How in the world a man in his 40s live in New Jersey flying this flag for all this time and he does not know that this flag have anything to do with ISIS? Haven't he watched any news lately? Haven't he heard anything about ISIS taking over Iraq? I mean, does he live under huge rock in New Jersey? And then he said, I had no idea because I try not to get involved and pay attention to that stuff. No, my dear friend, you're a good Muslim. You've been to the mosque, you heard the imam talking about ISIS, and you know exactly what you're doing with that flag, the ISIS flag, to fly it in New Jersey in America. Shame on you and shame on the Muslim community you live with here in America. Now, how the American took this news? Listen to the rest of the story.
But residents out here say they are still a bit uneasy by the whole thing.
It is wrong, but he also can fly any flag that he wants to. You know, it is America.
Obviously, there are two different reactions. Some did not have an ease with what's happening. And the other, they tell Mr. Mark, fly your flag, sir. It's America. You are free to do whatever you like. Why this man said that? It's very simple. Because he's another useful idiot, naive American. That's what it is. Because of such men, we'll see Muslim taking over America. I can only imagine the reaction of the Saudi Arabia government, or of the Egyptian government, or any of the Muslims who live in the 57 Muslim countries. If someone flies the American flag or the Christian flag anywhere throughout this land, I promise you, he will not be alive for very long. That is the difference. How we react to a Muslim man like Mark flying the ISIS flag in America, and how the rest of the Muslim world will react for any Christian American to fly a Christian flag over their land. Well, Mark tested the American people, and let us hear his final reaction after the story is now gone viral. Here is the rest of the report by the CBS News.
But Dunaway says he's not sure if he'll raise the flag again, even though he'd like to. In Garwood, New Jersey, Tracy Carrasco, CBS 2 News.
Now, do you hear the truth? Even though now he cannot claim ignorance because he knows the truth about that flag. He heard the complaint. He talked to the policeman. He's talking to the reporter. He still like to fly this flag. And he does not know for sure if he will fly it again or not. Go ahead, America. Let them fly the ISIS flag. Because guess what? The day is coming and this flag will be everywhere in America anyway. For here is the truth. If we, the Americans, decided to save America, we should never allow Mr. Mark to stay one day in America. Maybe he needs to go and fight with ISIS, because that is where people like Mark belong. You may ask me, how do I know that Mark flew this flag all these years? Here it is in the same report. Listen, America.
And Dunaway says that he's flown the flag every Friday and during the month of Ramadan for several years without any issues before.
Exactly. That is how Muslims have been living in America for all these years, and no one even knows that they're here. Mark has been flying this flag every Friday. And Mark has been flying this flag every year during the month of Ramadan. Mark is a true Muslim. And as you will continue with our program today, you will see why do I say that Mark is a true Muslim. Because simply, what is written on that black flag? The month of Ramadan is a holy month for the Muslims. And Friday is a day of prayer for the Muslims. That's why Mr. Mark had this flag flying all these days in front of his house. And every Muslim in America believe in ISIS flag, even if they do not say it, even if they will not do anything about it, because that is the mark of every Muslim. Just as Mark said,
this is just me expressing that I am a Muslim, that's it.
This flag only means that he is a Muslim, and ISIS means they are the Muslim state. It's amazing, years ago the Muslims, all what they had were sword and spears and some rocks they threw on the Jews or on the Christian in churches. But today, as you go online and watch what ISIS have, it will blow your mind. They have all our technology. All the weapons which we left for Iraq is now taken over by ISIS. Literally everything we left in Iraq and every weapon exists in Syria today belongs to ISIS. Now I'd like to talk to you about what is written on the ISIS flag. It is exactly what we teach our children here in America in our public schools. I'm shocked about the level of ignorance we have here in America. The media is very upset with that flag and they call it an evil flag because simply it is a black flag with some Arabic words written on it. But in the same time, the media in America and all the liberals in America are not upset at all about teaching our children in our public schools the pillars of Islam. And guess what, America? The first pillar our children and our grandchildren are learning in the public school is the pillar of Shahada. What is the pillar of Shahada? It is the statement, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. There is no God except Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. And that is what is written on ISIS flag, which the media call the evil flag.
600 years after Jesus Christ walked this planet, an obscure Arab preacher began proclaiming a radical and violent new faith. The would-be prophet, Muhammad. The new faith, the religion of Islam. And now, 14 centuries later, over 1.5 billion people claim to follow him and his supposed revelations from God contained within the Quran. But here in the modern West, what do we truly know about this deadly and dangerous religion that has conquered, killed, and enslaved hundreds of millions over the centuries? What do we know of its founder, of its holy book, and of its unalterable mandate to subdue and rule all of mankind? The Lord said through Hosea the prophet that, "My people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge." To combat this lack of understanding, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. It's time you, your church, or your organization becomes equipped with the truth about Islam. We are only one phone call or email away from scheduling a single seminar or even an entire series in your area. Please contact us at 941-223-1703 or by email at vicki@thestraightway.org. That's Vicki spelled V-I-C-K-I. You can also visit our website for more information at www.thestraightway.org. And now, back to our show.
To know that the people of New Jersey have some concern about Mark or about his flag, it is nonsense, because the same statement which is written on the black flag, it is also on the Saudi flag, which just happened to be green and which is flying all over America. Add to that, if you investigate the beautiful gold ring which our president, the president of the United States of America, Barack Hussein Obama, wears on his finger, it also has the same statement. There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Does anybody in America have a concern about Obama's ring, which he's been wearing the last 6 years since he became a president? No, not at all. You know what is the problem? The problem is my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We as a nation are nothing but bunch of ignorant who know nothing about what's going on in America for the last 6 years or even longer than that, especially when it has something to do with Islam. We have no clue what's going on here. For here is the truth. The statement, "There is no God but Allah and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah," is now taught all over our public schools in America. And sadly, I have not seen two families have any concern about what our children are learning. And you know, this is what the Muslims believe. They believe there is no God but Allah. And they believe that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. So we cannot tell the Muslims in America that you're doing something wrong because they are flying the flag of their belief. And that is exactly what Mark said. This flag just meant that he's a Muslim. And every Muslim in America believes in that flag. Now, the problem I have with that flag, it is not the color of the flag, it is not who is flying the flag, if it was in some buildings belong to Saudi Arabia, or if it is on the houses of the Muslims who live in America, or even if it was on the ring which Barack Hussein Obama is wearing, and every signature of every executive order has been signed with the statement which is written on that flag. You maybe do not know that President Barack Hussein Obama is a lefty, which means what? Every time he signs an executive order, he signs it with the power, with the authority, with the statement, "There is no God but Allah and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah." But what I'm concerned about is the threat which was given by the self-proclaimed prophet of Islam, Muhammad, which came with that statement, the Shahada. And if the American people knew what Muhammad said about that statement a good 1400 years ago, they will never allow one Muslim, hear me again, good America, you as a nation will never allow one Muslim to be inside the borders of the United States of America. But because we are ignorant of the reasons why Muslims believe in that flag or believe in the statement which is written on that flag or why Muslims even are inserting this statement into our textbooks for our children. It is simply for Muslims to take over the rest of the world, that is including America. We already gave our children to the Muslims to indoctrinate them to whatever they wish, including the pillar of Islam and the first pillar of Islam, which is what is written on that flag. Our children today are learning all over our public schools that there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Now let me share with you what Muhammad said in Sahih Muslim and what Muhammad said in Sahih Bukhari. And that is the foundation of Islam, America. That's how Islam began 1400 years ago. And that's how Islam survived the last 1400 years. And that's how Islam will take over the rest of the world. Muhammad said, as all Muslims believe it and repeat that statement many times every day of their lives. Muhammad said, I have been commanded to engage in war against people till they testify to the fact that there is no God but Allah and believe in me, I am the messenger and in all that I have brought. I don't think you have heard the threat, America. Let me repeat it again. Perhaps this time this statement will sink in with you. Muhammad said, I have been commanded to engage in war against people till they testify to the fact that there is no God but Allah and believe in me, I am the messenger and in all that I have brought. Muhammad was commanded by Allah to engage in war with the Christians, with the Jews, with the atheists, with the agnostic, with all the people of the earth. And I always say this to the American people. If you are not people, then don't get concerned. If you are not people, then don't worry about it. This threat, which is the foundation of Islam, declared that Muhammad and his Muslim believers will continue to engage in war with the people of the earth. So hear me, America. If you are not people, so do not be concerned. But if you are people, you better be alert. And how long Muhammad and his Muslim believers will engage in war with the people of the earth? Listen carefully. Until the people testify. Until the people say. They're going to say what? The statement which is written on the black flag. The statement which is written in the Saudi flag. The statement which is engraved on Barack Hussein Obama's ring. Which states, there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. If you as a nation say the Shahada, you'll be set free. Nobody will harm you. You will live in peace in the house of peace of Islam. But if you choose not to submit, if you choose not to surrender, if you choose not to become Muslim, guess what, America? Muslim will continue to engage in war with you. How long? Still again, until you testify to the fact that there is no God but Allah and to believe that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. That is the reality of what is written on the ISIS flag. That is the foundation of Islam. And I love it how some Muslim will tell us, we do not believe in that hadith which you are reading. Even though this hadith, my dear brothers and sisters, is written by Sahih Muslim and Sahih Bukhari and all accepted and respected Muslim scholars. When we say Sahih Muslims, we mean the correct hadith by Muslim. When we say Sahih Bukhari, we mean the correct hadith by Bukhari. And by the way, Muslim and Bukhari only wrote to us less than 2% of the saying of Muhammad, which is the cream of the crop of the saying of Muhammad. It is actually like me quoting for you something Jesus said. And you ask me, where did you get this from? And I tell you, well, it's in the book of Matthew, it's in the book of Mark, it's the book of Luke, it is in the book of John. So obviously, as a Christian, you believe in the four Gospels. Therefore, you cannot say, I don't believe in that. If you're a Christian, you have to believe in what I'm telling you. And that is reality. But to answer this problem for our dear Muslim friends who do not believe in that hadith, I will ask them the following question. Do you ever say the Shahada? And they say, of course, I say the Shahada many times during the day. And I'll ask them, Where can we find the Shahada? There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. We're talking about the Shahada without the threat. Where can we find the Shahada? In the Quran. And guess what? It is not in the Quran. So the only place we know of the Shahada is the Hadith. And Allah in the Quran stated 11 times in 11 verses that the Muslim must obey Muhammad. And where is the saying of Muhammad? It is not in the Quran. It is in the Hadith. So the Hadith is very, very important, because you cannot be a Muslim unless you say the Shahada. But the Shahada does not exist in the Quran. Add to that, ask the Muslims, how many times do you pray every day? They will tell you 5 times. 5 times? That's wonderful. Can you show me a verse in the Quran which states that Muslims pray 5 times a day? And the Muslim will answer you, the 5 prayers every day does not exist in the Quran. And by the way, the Quran never said for Muslims to eat breakfast or lunch or dinner or breathe oxygen. So I don't know why Muslims are eating 3 meals a day and why Muslims are breathing air. You see, you cannot be a Muslim unless you believe in the Quran and the Hadith. But believe me, my dear brothers and sisters, that this threat is also written throughout the Quran, as Allah stated for Muhammad and his followers, the believers, to engage in war with people until the religion of Islam will rule supremely all over the earth. And by the way, this threat of Muhammad does not only exist in the Hadith, but is actually written throughout the pages of the Quran. And that is the true story of the cult of Islam. And to conclude our study of revealing the jihad and terrorism of Islam, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.